Here we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says now, V'lei Malei Midi Shmuel. Why didn't he say according to Shmuel's halacha? In other words, last halacha here was if you salt Bosa Shchuta Bahade Bosa Treifa. You had a piece of meat that came from a treifa, and you salted it together with Bosa Shchuta. The shalom was Osir or not. So Rabbi before said the reason why it was Osir because the Dash and the Posik had to make him an extra hay, less a tziron. That even the tzir, even the juice that comes out of the Bosa Treifa, that's also Osir. And like Rashi explains, it wouldn't have been for the tzir just because the dam itself, the dam is not so easy to be baleya, to be absolved in the meat. Because since it itself is also be maleich, you are throwing its blood out. Therefore, it doesn't take new blood in. But now that the tzir, just the juice of the Bosa Treif is also, so that tzir is easy to be absolved inside the Bosa Shchuta, therefore the Bosa becomes also. Now the Gemara asks the question though, V'lei Malei Midi Shmuel. Why don't we say the reason why the Bosa is also is because of Shmuel's halacha. That what the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Maliach Harei Kuraseach. A salted piece of meat or salting anything is like it's hot. The kibush, if you soak something, harei kibush, that's called like it's cooked up already. So l'chur de kashi here is that it's being cooked up. If so, since you have the salted meat here, shita, the meat is awesome because it's maliach es kibushol. So Mora says no. Even the Shmuel, just from Shmuel's halacha, habimin, I would have thought to say hani mili domon. When do I say that maliach is called kuraseach? That it takes the blood in, that's only the yisur of dam. Avot tziron v'roit from loy. But the tzir, the juice of the meat, I would have thought it says, just like zeyeh b'yalma, it's not even osur altogether. And therefore, it would not be osur at all, this piece of meat. Like Rashi explains, I would have thought to say, when do we say maliach is kraseach? That's negated to dam. Rashi says, it could go in the case where it's a kli shein menukav. If it's in a pot, let's say, that has no holes, so it like soaks in the dam. So then the salted piece of meat would become also because it's salted in the blood, and therefore it's called kuraseach, would become also. But the tzirun, I would have thought to say just the juice that comes out of the meat. Rashi says, havamin ariz without this posik. It's only zeyu, it's only like sweat, and it shouldn't become also. And therefore here, just because of dam, Rashi says, we're talking about where you salted it in a kli menukav. It has holes in the kli, so the dam like drips out. So I would have thought they said that everything is mutter over here. Kamash Malon, that's why I need a pasuk to say no, that the tzir, the juice like that comes out of the meat is also awesome in the raisa. The tzir that comes out of a bosa treif is awesome in the raisa. And Rashi says, with tzir and leach levloihu, and tzir is very easy to be absorbed, to be dissolved in the meat. And therefore, if you have this bosa shchuta is being maleach next to the bosa treif, even though the dam itself does not go in, because the dam just drips off, but the tzir, which is easy to go in, the tzir of the behema of the bosa treifa goes into the bosa shchuta, and therefore the bosa shchuta is also midiraisa to eat. So Mora says, is that true? Meitzvah, I have a question. It says, dag tohor, shemol chayim dag tomei. You have a dag tor, you have a fish that's tor, that you salted it with a dag that's tomei, with a treifa fish. You salted the two pieces of fish together. So it says mutter. It says what? You're allowed to eat this kosher fish. Now, my love, aren't we talking about over here? Show you shnei maluchim. We're talking about both of them were salty. Both pieces of fish were salty. And it says clearly what it's mutter. So you have to say what? That the tzir, Rashi says that the tzir is not so easy to be baleya. Just like dam does not go in, like kol zman it's being racing and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take anything in. So the fish also, kol zman is given out its tzir, the tzir also is not easy to go in, and it has lacha like dam, and therefore the dag tor is mutter. So you see, the tzir is not baleya so simple. So why do you say that the tzir of the bosar treifa goes into the bosar shruta? Samara says, Lloyd, it's not the case over here. But rather, Kugoyin Shehoye Tor Maliach. We're talking about that the Koshera piece of fish was salty. But Vitome Tofo, the Trefadika piece of fish, that was not salted, that was tofu without meat, without salt. Therefore, the Tome is not perlet, nothing comes out of the Tome. therefore the kosher one remains kosher. But it could be, if both of them would have been salty, even if the tamadik one would have been salted, that it's being poilit, it's giving out its seer. It could be its seer, its juice, would have went into the dag tor, and it would become tamei. Samar says, is that true? V'amidik toni seifa. Since it says in the seifa of this halacha, it says what? Avulim hoyu tor maliach v'tamei tofel. If the toradik one was salted, and the tamadik one was not salted, so mechal, it should be approved, the ratio of shnei maluchim askinim, that the ratio is talking about that both pieces of fish were salty. And still it says that the kosher piece of fish remains kosher. See, even though the trefil one is salty, and the tzir is coming out, the tzir does not go into the kosher of fish. See, tzir is not so easy to go in. Samara says, no, again, it's talking about where the tamadik one was not salty. Why does it say that in the Sefer for? Alentio perusha kamafarish, that the Bryce is explaining itself. Toye shemolchoy imdag tome muta. That we say in the Resha, that if you have the toradika fish that's being salted with the tamadika fish, it's muta. Kate said, what's the case talking about? Shoye toye maliach, that the kosher fish took it through, that was salty. But the tome tofel, the tamadika fish, that was not salted. So therefore, since no tzir comes out of it, that's why the Torah Dikah one remains kosher. But otherwise, it could be that the Torah would also be treif. And the Gemara says, Hochinami Mistavro, this is the Sroh, this is the Pshat also. Why Hochinami Mistavro? Because these, like that idea, you can tell me and think, that Resha, Shnei Meluchim, the Resha is talking about where both of them are salty, if so, and it says what, that it's Torah, it's still kosher, if so, Hashtar Shnei Meluchim, Adachin Resha were both pieces, even the Dag Tomei, was salty. Still, you said the dark Torah is kosher, shori. If so, Torah, the Sefer, what do we need it for? It's in the case of Torah Maliach, where the dark Torah was salted, the Tomei Tofa, the Tomei Dika fish, was Tofa, was not salted, me boy, he has to tell me that it's kosher pshita. So, for since it says this case in the Sefer, will be mashmet, tata pshan the Resha. Samar says no. It could be Imi Shemov, just for this question alone, La'ira, this wouldn't be any proof, you can't say from here. I'll tell you maybe, Tarnas Seif L'Glui Yeresha. It says the Seif extra to teach us what is the Pshah and the Resha. Because otherwise, like the Lay Tamer don't think to say, the Lay Tamer don't say, Resha Tor, Meliach, V'Tomei Tofel. The Resha is talking about where the Kashra feet was, the Kashra fish was salty. And the Tomei Dikawan was not salted. That's where it's muta. Avobar nekeshne meluchim both of them are salty. I would have thought to say it's also because then the tzir comes out of the tamadik of the fish, the tamadik of fish, and goes into the toradik of fish. Maybe they'll both be also then. Therefore, tor nesefer says chil nesefer tori meliach v'tomei tofel to teach us that's pshan the sefer, and therefore machlal this should be a proof that the reish and the reishi, even though there it says both, it says it's tor. Still, it's talking about Shnei Meluchim, where both of them are salty, even the Dag Tomei is salted. And V'afilu Hakishori, and still the Bimuta. So, I'll call upon him, it's not so simple to say that we're talking about where only the Dag Torah was salted and not the Dag Tomei. It could be talking about where both of them are salted. But I'll call upon him, it's not clearly this way. Therefore, you can't ask the Kasha, but about there's no proof either. Therefore, we're still back to the Shaila, is it true? Like, is the Tzir easier to be Balea to go in or not? Samara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Toshima, bring your proof, Misaifa, from the Seifa, Misaifa the Seifa, from the end of the end of the Braisa. It says like this, Avlam ho, ye tome malir, it says clearly, what's going to be if the dag tome, the trefa fish, was salted? The toya tofel, and the toradika fish, was not salted, also, it says clearly then, that the toradika one becomes also. What about Tomei Meliach v'Tor Tofel? So the deed is like this. Tomei Meliach v'Tor Tofel Udiyosa. It's mashma only. It's also because only the Trefa one was salted and not the Tordika one. So therefore, the Tordika one was not oystic at all and spitting out any blood. Therefore, the tzir of the Tomei, the dam of the Tomei, goes into the Tor. But mashma Hoshnei Meluchim, mashma, both of them would have been salted. Then shari, then it's mashma, the dak tor would remain tor. And the question is why? Al-Khur is saying now that Seir is easy to go in, it should be Yasa. Smur says no. I'll tell you, I did the Tony Reshid, Tor Maliach, but Tome Tofil. Tony Nami is safer the opposite way. Tome Maliach, but Tor Tofil. But it could be who in the same Malach would apply, even though they're both Maluchim, they're both salted, would also be that the Tor one would be Tome. Now the Gemara says, Oma, Shmuel says, Ein habosa yoitzim made domoi. Like, how do you get all the blood out of the meat that you're allowed to eat it? Elim ke molcha yofa yofa. You have to first salt it very well, means put a lot of salt on the meat, and then umedicha yofa yofa. Then you have to wash it off, you have to soak it in water. Like we do, first you salt it, and then you have to have adoch, you have to soak it in water. It will learn like this. Rav Huna or Rav Huna says, moilech umedich. Like we just learned, you have to first salt it, let the salt stay on it, and then you have to soak it in water. The Masnisa Tana the Braisi will learn now that Mediach, first you have to wash off the meat, then you throw the salt and leave the salt on top of it, and then in Mediach, then you wash it off a second time. The Mors says, B'lai Pligat, there is no Machlekes over here. Ho de chole bei tovcha, means by the butcher, by the shechita. One place says, right after the shechita, they washed off the meat. So they washed it off already once. So later, when you come to make malicha, it's enough just to make malicha and then wash it off. Ho, that's the price says you have to first be mediach it. Ho, the lechololei beitivcha. When you did not soak it, wash it down by the butcher, by the base of shechita. Therefore, then, before you make a malicha, first you have to wash it, soak it off, and then you salt it. Now, Rav Dimi min Adoi molach lei. He used to salt his meat with, Rashi says, melagas means with thick salt. Or menafetzled, and after he got finished salting it, he would like blow it off, wash it off, to make sure the salt does not stay around. Because the chur, the salt itself, was belayer from the dam. So we don't want you to come to eat that dam. Therefore, you have to wash off the salt. Rashi says, let's say you thawed out the salt with thin salt, and it's enough, they don't have to brush it off later. Shinetechas miatzma, I guess dissolved by itself, is not around anymore. Omer of Misharshio, Ein marzikin dam ifnei mayin. The bnei mayim of an animal, the intestines of the animal, does not have that much dam inside it. Rashi is Ein mecheskes dam liyesu, Menim luchin vin, salt them first, they don't become also. Ein marzikin dam ifnei mayin. And the Mor says, Tirgumo, we come to explain what's going on. Akarkasho, that's the rectum. Umeyai, that's the intestines. Vihadora de Kanto, that's by the coil around the colon. Only these three things, they don't have so much dam. But the rest of the insides, they do have dam, and if you don't salt it, it's also tedious. Like Rashi says, Aval Halev, the heart, the Reya, and the lungs, that covered, the Kanto, Gufa, the colon itself, they have dam, and they're toying, you have to salt them first. Omar Shmuel, ein manichin bosom maliach el agabi kli menukav. When you're salting your meat, you can't put salted meat only on top of a kli that has holes in it. In other words, we want the blood to drip out. It cannot be in a regular bowl that the dam will stay there. It'll soak in the dam. That will only make it also. Rav Sheshes molach le garme garme. Hashem says when he salted a piece of meat, he used to salt each piece of meat separately and make sure like one piece is not lying on top of another piece. Samora says, Trey my time aloy, how come he didn't salt two pieces of meat one next to another? Mishum, because he is afraid, Mishum, the porish mehai, you bolahai, and maybe the blood will leave one piece and go into the other piece. Samora says, Kashiv, so, Chad nami, even one piece of meat also, porish mehai gisa, bolahai gisa. Let's be afraid the dam comes out from the top piece of the meat, and it'll go back into the bottom piece of the meat. Ella, what do you have to say? Loishna, we're not afraid, no. Since the piece of meat now is oisig and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take in any blood. So it doesn't make enough gemina, this piece and that piece, even two pieces, could be salted one next to another. Kozman is being oisig and spitting out its blood, it doesn't take in any blood. And whether even if it finishes being pulled its dam, then it's be pulled its ear. And Kozman is being torrid in being pearled at seer also doesn't take in dam. Therefore, you light a salt two pieces of meat, one next to another. Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rebbe Chia. Let's say as soon as you finish making the shchita, you cut the simonim. Before the animal really dies completely, you go and you break its neck. You break the neck bone. So lachar is hareze mechabedes abosar. You like making the meat very heavy. You're making the meat heavy, and also the goyz lesabrius. You like robbing people. Umavliya dam beyavorim, and also you cause the blood to remain in the limbs of the animal. Like this, the pshat is right after shchita, all the dam gushes out. But if you break the backbone right away, the neck bone right away, Rashi says, my friend says, mitoch sarosin, to give me a lot of pain, ain b'kurs, the animal doesn't have enough strength anymore, the stomach has to spit out all the blood. And therefore the blood stays inside, b'shakas adam nubla b'yivoreham, or mechaber abosa, you're like making the meat heavy, and therefore you're like stealing from people, because they're going to buy now a heavier piece of meat, it's going to cost more money, and really all that's inside is only blood, it's not really meat. So that's why you're causing to be steal from people. Now the Gemara says, Iborli, we have a question like this. Hechi Komek, what do you mean to say? Do you mean to say, Mechabedes Abosel Begoybel Sabrius? That means to say, Mishum Demavliya Dambi Evorim. That it's only really one thing wrong. That by cutting the break in the neck bone, the dam is going to stay inside the piece of meat, and the meat will become heavy. And you're stealing from people. It's only a shell, like you're stealing, like the meat is much heavier, people think they're buying more meat, really it's only more dam. But holiday day, shapidomi. But to the sheikh himself, he's allowed to eat it. So it's not saying us, Isser, that the dam stays in, you can't get the dam out. No, it could be if you go to salt a piece of meat, and by salting it, the dam would come out. It's only an Isser Gezel that people don't realize it weighs so much because of the dam. Is that what he meant to say? His holiday day, though, if he would salt it, shapidomi, Aduma maybe no. Aduma, what he meant to say was, Lididei nami yasa, that even for the sheikh himself also, it's also now to eat this meat. That since the blood, like, stays in the limbs, later, b'rimlicha, you can't get the dam out. There's so much dam that the dam doesn't come out anymore. And it'll be yasa even for the sheikh to eat it. Such a teiku, it would be mutter or asa. Then aloha, it's like a shell, what we should do. The ikav di mashm, it's like it's mutter, but the rayesh machmir. Now the Mishnah says, Hamales oif im hagvin al hashulchan. If someone brings up on the same table some chicken and some cheese, is ainu oiv b'leis to say you're not over any love by bringing it up. That's no wisidi raisa. So Morris says the churutz mashma though ha oichloi oiv b'leis to say, but mashma if he eats though the chicken and the meat and the chicken and the gvina when it's cooked together, mashma you are over wisidi raisa. If so, Shraminu, you have a proof in our Mishnah then, that Basar Oif Bechol of the Uraisa, that's also in the Uraisa, to eat chicken and milk together, which is really a machloikis. So Mar says, no, it could be there's no proof in our Mishnah. Eim Rav, they say like this, the Mishnah means to say, that Hamalu Es Oifim Agvin Al Ashurchan. If somebody brings up on the same table chicken and cheese, and a Bolu De Loisa say, there's no way you come to be over near the Uraisa. Why? Because Basar, because chicken and milk is only Midrabanan. Therefore, it's only us with the Rabbanon to eat them together. But just to bring them up on the same table, the Rabbanon will not go there. So if we have no proof in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, next Mishnah explained that, Bosa behema tohira, v'chol of behema tohira osa levashel, v'yosel bano, our Mishnah knows that Bosa behol of, if you have meat from a kosher behema, and milk from a kosher behema, if there's an issur d'oraisa not to cook them up, and if you cook them up together, not only is an isra and vishul, there's an isra not only isra chila, but it's also even osa bano, you can't have any ano from bosa becholof. What's going to be though, bosa behema tohira, becholof behema tameya? Let's say you're cooking up a kosher piece of meat with milk that came out of a behema tameya, or else the opposite way, bosa behema tameya, becholof behema tohira, you're cooking up a trefa piece of meat with a kosher milk, Halacha is muta levashol. There's no issim in the rice to cook it. Who adin a muta bano? You let have ano from it. In Islam, it's only us to eat it. But here, there's no issim bishol. There's no issim hano. Now, Rabbi Kiva Makiva says chayiv v'yoyf ainu min haTorah. There's no issim in the rice to eat a chayiv v'yoyf with milk. It's only nisa behema with milk, but not a chayiv, not a knife. Shneimer, because the pasuk says loy sevashol gedi b'cholav imoy. you can't cook up a kid, a behemoth, with its milk. It says the Gimel Pomim. So one is prat l'chaya, to say that the meat of a chaya, of a wild animal, like a deer, that you are allowed to eat midiraisa with milk. Oliyayf, who are the midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chicken with milk. Avad, the midirabon takitsosa. But midiraisa, though, it's mutter. That's what the kivashita. Now, uhu adin, ubehemet temeya. A behemet temeya also, there's no issa midiraisa to eat it with kosher milk. There's no issa basachov. It's also, that's behemet temeya. That the issa basachov doesn't apply. It only applies to a gedi, something that's mutter to eat. A behema, there's nissa basachov. Rabbi Yosiak Lili Yoimer. Nem, the posik says, lo soch lo ko nevela, you can't eat a nevela. Remember the pasuk says, "Lo savasha gadiba cholavimoi." You can't cook up the kid, the basar, with milk. So he dashes like this, Rabbi Yosi Lili. Eshos mishum nevela, a behemoth that has a nisa nevela runner when it dies is also lavasha b'cholavimoi. Such a behemoth has a nisa not to cook up the basar and the cholav. But so it's like this: oif eshos mishum nevela. If so, birds that has a nisa nevela when the bird dies without a shechita, there's a nisa nevela. Yochel, I would have thought to say you saw ye yos levasha b'chol. Maybe there should be nisa diraisa not to cook up or to eat the bas b'cholof. On this Talmud, when the pasuk says b'cholof imay, that we dash in yot soif, it's excluded a knife, a chicken. Shein lecholofim, there's no milk coming out of the mother. So there's no issa bas b'cholof midiraisa on an oif and cholof. Now the Gemara says minohan emili. How do we know this? Rashi says the chol behem b'mashma. Before the pasuk only says lo savash for gadi, maybe it's only a kid, only goat you can't cook up with milk. Then maybe other behemi yes, and we know any mili. Omer Reb Loz, Omer Kro, the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yudas gadi huizim, and Yehuda sent the gadi huizim, the young goats. So chod the diak is that kan gadi huizim. Only over here does it mean to say young goats. Hakomokem shenem.